I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Partly sunny and windy today. Expect a high around 74 degrees. We'll see south winds at 15 to 20, gusting as high as 30 miles an hour. An increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight and through tomorrow as well. A Cook County judge has ruled Illinois' controller cannot delay paying the salaries of state lawmakers during the budget impasse. Tony Arnold has the latest.
Illinois state lawmakers just got their paychecks from last July. The comptroller delayed paying them, saying the state is so far behind in paying for other crucial government services that lawmakers should also have to wait. Six Democratic state representatives sued the former Republican comptroller, saying she was playing politics and many lawmakers aren't rich like the governor. On Thursday, a Cook County judge gave the lawmakers a win and said the comptroller doesn't have the discretion to delay their pay. Illinois' new comptroller, Democrat Susana Mendoza, who also wanted to delay their paychecks, says she wants to appeal the decision. I'm Tony Arnold.
This week's announcement that Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner wants to replace prison guards in towers with security cameras has caught the attention of the union which represents those prison workers. Eddie Comiant is regional director with AFSCME Council 31. He says the governor is placing money over public safety.
I mean, it's incredibly irresponsible to even think about putting money before the safety of prison.
The Department of Corrections says the move will save $4 million a year and no security officers will lose their jobs. But Comiant says it's hard to imagine where the governor's getting those savings figures if the department isn't contemplating staffing changes. A new state audit shows SIU has some work to do in keeping records and maintaining some property. The Auditor General's report has 12 findings this year, 8 of them repeated from previous years. Among those repeat findings is missing computers. SIU can't find more than 100 computers, but administrators say they don't think any of them has sensitive information, and many are obsolete because of their age. Additionally, two findings show SIU needs to do a better job of record keeping. One found that the university needs to better report its federal grant programs so that timelines are met and budgets are more clearly identified. The other reports SIU needs to better track when certain students withdraw from the university. Officials say they agree with the findings and they're working on new ways to keep the records as accurate and up-to-date as possible. Another finding shows SIU Edwardsville's Corn to Ethanol Research Pilot Plant Board of Directors hasn't met in years. That's a violation of its own bylaws. Administrators say 6 of the 13 members' terms have expired and neither Governor Bruce Rauner nor his predecessor, Pat Quinn, appointed new members or renewed existing ones. The university says it'll work with current board members to have a meeting as soon as possible. SIU, like all public universities and other state agencies, is audited every year. University leaders say they're working to comply with the audit findings and say in some cases the issues have already been resolved. I'm Jennifer Fuller.